Hi, hello, welcome to Metal Shock Fiddling. I'm Dave Pierce. Today I'm joined by
Kinesis
at 9:30. Can you tell me a bit about how the band started?
Basically, we were all in bands before, ever since school. And in 2009, me and Jace, the drummer, had been playing together for a long time. But when we got to 2009, our old band kind of finished.
Yeah.
But we wanted to move forward and create completely different, something that we could identify ourselves with a little bit better. So basically, that's kind of when everything kind of happened. You know, the old band, Tristan, started, and then Tom came in for the old entity of the band, like, and then we kind of just, that kind of just, right, let's kill it.
When we started writing new material.
Yeah, there was a certain song. We basically
changed, and it was like a different band.
Yeah, so we wrote a new song, and all of a sudden, this kind of new song went, hang on a minute, this is completely different, and it identified us in this strange and unusual way. And all of a sudden, we've got this kind of vibe about, actually, this is something a little bit different for us. And then Tom came in, because our old vocalist left, because it was that kind of time. Our old vocalist left, and Tom answered an advert on some random website.
It was a really random advert.
Yeah. Turned up for rehearsal, and 2 weeks later, it was supported Napalm Death.
So it was kind of
2009 was when Kinesis was born.
Yeah.
Basically, and then from there on, we kind of just moved forward as much as we can. But yeah, that's how it started, basically, in a nutshell.
What bands inspired you?
That's a big question.
We're all into all sorts.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few big, personally, a few massive inspirations. Rush, probably my biggest. Pantera, Sugar. We're one of those bands where there's so many different bands out there that kind of that we love.
Yeah.
So we allow everything as an influence.
Across the genres. Yeah. We do a bit of funk. I'm kind of blues based. You know.
We don't stick to a certain genre.
So our influence is massive. Basically, our influence is music.
Yeah.
Whatever's good.
Anything we like, we just take snippets of.
There's only two kinds of music: good music and bad music.
Yeah. I'll go with that.
We
hope to create good music.
Narrowing it down to that.
How would you describe your style of music to people who've never heard of you before?
It's always a difficult question.
The thing is, we've been labelled under so many different genres because of the way that, basically, when we write a song, our rule is that there are no rules.
Yeah.
If we like it, we'll put it in. It doesn't matter what it is, you know, like we can have the heaviest thing you've ever heard with funk bass in the background, you know, so to describe us, the easiest way is we're just a metal band.
What we try and say, because all the subgenres get so mixed about, and it's so hard to narrow down what you are.
Some
of
these subgenres are just like the Emperor's new clothes.
Yeah, you know,
there's no substance.
You can pick something out of every subgenre of metal and put it into Kinesis.
Yeah.
So we're basically a metal band.
Yeah.
And that's the easiest way to describe it. Yeah.
The word groove comes up
sometimes we're almost death metal at the same time as next minute with funk.
We'll let other people decide what genre we are, I think is probably the best way to put it.
You shared stage with a lot of bands. Which would say would be your biggest highlight?
Napalm Death. We played with Napalm Death before. We played with Sepultura.
That was one of the big ones.
Droical Logic. We played with Droical Logic back in the day. That was really good fun. But the thing is, to be honest, the most fun I personally have ever had playing shows is with label mates of ours, Zero Sun from Ireland.
Instantly click with them.
We've been on tour with them and we've played quite a few shows, and they're like our metal brothers and sisters.
We've done a couple of little collaborations here and there and stuff.
So yeah, I mean, we've played with so many bands, so many highlights. But you know, there's the big shows that you do, which are really
gone
fun.
With Malifist a few times.
Yeah, we've played with Malifist a few times at the same time.
They're doing anything now.
Zero Sun are a great bunch of guys to go on tour with, put it that way.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You've been doing a few gigs over the last few months. How's that been?
Good.
It's been fantastic getting some decent gigs lined up, you know. We've got Rachel as our manager as of about 7 months ago, and she seems to be putting us into the right places.
Yeah.
And it's just, Enzo management. Yeah, and she's just, you know, since then it's been really nice just getting in the right gigs, you know.
Our first gig this year was in Leeds a few weeks ago. That was our 2017 debut, and that was a great gig. We took a couple of months off over sort of Christmas and New Year because we were writing and recording on our EP. So yeah, our last show last year was Mammoth Fest in Brighton.
That was a
wicked show. So yeah, we've had some blinding gigs recently, and obviously now this one, which is
It's been brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
We didn't expect sunshine in North Wales.
Sunshine in Wales. Yeah, it's shocking. I weren't expecting it, to be honest.
Who knew?
Yeah. How easy is it to choose your set list?
Our set list. Well, we try and tell a story with our set list. We kind of, what we think the set needs to be is kind of journey. You know, it needs to have a cohesion in it.
And ebb and flow. A little bit of ups and downs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a sort of highs, sort of intensity and various to various degrees.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do work hard on trying to piece together a set that is a little bit different.
Occasionally you throw in a cover at the end.
Yeah, occasionally you throw in an interesting cover at the end. So yeah, but to work on a set, we kind of want the set. At the end of the day, it's a performance, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's there to entertain people for 35 minutes, 40 minutes. Mm. So we want to make sure that we can draw people in as much as we can.
Yeah.
And do something.
Yeah. Keep on making it flow.
The variety of what we can. Yeah. What we're about, really.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
Just played second stage a little earlier. Yeah. How do you think that went?
Oh, it's great. Loads of fun.
Yeah,
I love
especially
it.
That time of day.
It definitely looked a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great.
That's the main thing, just bloody enjoy it, you know?
I mean, the thing is, I suppose for a lot of people here, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning for most people. Actually, physically 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But for most people, it probably feels like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, it was good. There was a good crowd there. People were up for it that time of day. But let's be honest, they've probably only been awake for about 3 minutes.
They'll turn around,
we'll start shouting in their face, and it must be a bit like,
Very receptive crowd.
They were really receptive. It's really nice.
The stage crew were amazing.
They helped us out with a few problems.
Yeah, they helped us loads. But it's so much easier when you get a receptive crowd and you can just sort of bounce off them a little bit. And it's brilliant. I really enjoyed it.
Excellent. It's been 2 years since your last album, Divine Self-Intervention.
That's right.
How was that received by the fans?
Good, actually. We're quite proud. We're proud of our debut album. It was a long struggle to get our debut album recorded, but we're proud of it. It went really well, considering how difficult it was to get it made.
Yeah.
The work we had to put in, but we got great reviews and. It got a good reception.
Just finding our feet and finding which songs were right to go in.
That's right. It was finding their feet kind of idea. Where we kind of solidified where we are. But still a stepping stone to where we are now. Another progression as in moving, because we'll always move forward. But it was great. At the time, it was exactly what we were and what we're about.
Yeah.
And it gives you some idea about where we were going in the future.
It's like a stepping stone almost, isn't it?
Is there anything in the pipeline regarding a new album?
Yes. We've just come out of the studio with Justin Hill from Sixth. And we've just recorded 4 new tracks with him.
It's going to be an EP, not an album.
It's going to be an EP, but it sounds colossal.
We're very, very pleased with it.
It's not really a new direction for us, but the writing process was a bit different. It's kind of Kinesis Prime.
It's still got the odd time and the technical.
Yeah, it's got all the bits we love about us, but it's more.
Yeah, we've trimmed basically from our first album. I think what you'll hear is the difference in between our first album and our new EP is we've kind of trimmed the fat.
Yeah.
We've kind of, again, sort of honed in the direction that we are.
Yeah.
Kind of, you can hear it a little bit more.
I think Justin very much helped with that as well. It's nice to have an outside influence to be able to help, because you sometimes get a bit insular and a bit studio deaf when you're writing it, recording it, producing it, doing all the stuff, and then we send it off for mix and mastering. But, you know, you get a bit like, does that sound good? Does it not? I don't know. I've been in there for 4 days, and it's like, and having someone there go, yeah, that was great, or, you know, that needs a bit of improvement. It's just, it's handy to have a little bit of direction other than just us.
Just having the musical knowledge as well.
Understanding.
He gets the sort of stuff we do, so.
He understood the time signatures straight away, whereas some people just, you know.
And so he'd say, you know, you're overplaying that bit, you pull it back a bit, or, you know, so some of the
bits. You're not playing it enough.
Yeah.
I want you to hit everything.
You're just making me gurn, man.
That's what you can't say. It's just
We kind of invented this new term where like you considered what we were as gurn metal. where sometimes it seems so heavy it makes your face go into a gurn.
It's like
that's great. Perhaps imagine, that's our new genre.
Another one. Yeah.
Sorted.
When was the last time you were starstruck?
Starstruck. All together or individually?
Individually, all together.
Do you know what? It's a bit weird.
Because I don't get starstruck.
No, starstruck's fine. I mean, I've met a couple of really, really cool people, but at the same time, you're just more sort of enthusiastic than starstruck.
Yeah.
I suppose. It's nice. I mean, you know, when you play the same stage. People.
Yeah.
When you play the same stage as some of these guys, it can be daunting if you allow it to be.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're just people. They're cool.
Justin from Sick has been quite a heavy influence of mine, and to actually work with him.
And he was so down to earth and so
absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there were some things that we mentioned about previous shows they've done that we've been at, and it was really, really cool.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Back and forth with him.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a few people in the world that if I did meet, I'd probably, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure it's the same with all of us.
Like, if like Geddy Lee from Rush walked up to me, I'd probably say.
I mean, we've been going to see Rush.
Every time
they play.
Yeah.
When we were sat about five rows back watching them, we were a bit starstruck then.
There are some people. If Dave Gilmour jumped to me, I'd probably lose myself.
You
stand there dribbling.
Exactly. I'd probably just be ridiculous.
If there's any festival in the world that you could play, which one would it be?
Oh. That's a question.
There's so many good festivals at the moment.
Frankfest was really good.
Yeah.
Enjoyed Frankfest.
Frankfest is one that's local in the South West.
Yeah, that's Cambian Drummers Festival or something.
Yeah. That's a really good festival. It's a small affair, but it's really good. But there's some of the big ones in Europe, Wacken.
We quite like to play Wacken.
Hellfest.
There's loads of them, you know.
Yeah.
Bloodstock, Download.
Bloodstock's amazing.
Yeah.
Download's just where
we're playing Nantes.
Download.
Yeah, of course it is. We'd love to be wherever we're invited, essentially.
What can we say? Last one. Have you got any gigs planned for the future?
Yeah, we're playing Ready Pop in Reading in April. We're playing Wrexham in April. We've got a couple of gigs booked between now and halfway through the year.
We've got a couple of local ones, and then we're sort of in the process of booking a tour with Metastasis, hopefully.
Friends of ours from Brighton Way. So hopefully, we can get a few dates with them.
Yeah.
So it's all in the pipeline. We'll see, basically.
But gigs are coming through a lot faster now. We're with Enzo.
We've done the most gigs we'd ever done, and then the following year, in the first 3 months, we've done more gigs than that.
So it's all started to ramp up.
Every year, our gig list is increasing. We're getting more and more shows.
That's good.
It's all heading in the right direction, really.
Festivals and stuff is actually really.
It's great. Like today, it was brilliant. Loving it. Absolutely loving it.
Sort of taking a back line at the moment. We're still working on the EP, aren't we?
Yeah, it's just bits and pieces. You know,
four videos we've got to start
finding a balance.
On and all the artwork and stuff. So.
You've got to get your live gigs done, you've got to get your bit of recording, your bit of sort of admin work as it is.
Admin.
I know, that's a horrible word.
Yeah.
We've got Rachel for that now.
Yeah, there is a bit of that.
Yeah. From Enzo.
Yeah, right. Thanks for the interview, guys.
No worries, thank you.
Any
thank
last
you so
words
much.
You'd like to pass on to the readers and your fans?
The only thing I'd say is check out Guinnesses. Google us, it's easy. You can't miss us. We're the only ones in the world called Guinnesses. And check out Enzo Music because they've got an amazing roster of bands. So just go and check them out. People like Oak Heart and Cambion and Zero Sun. Just go and check them out. It's
yeah,
worth it.
Scene's great
and
at the
next
moment.
Next year, everyone buy a ticket for HRH.
Yes, absolutely fantastic.
If you can get one.
if you can get one, it's a sellout,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely brilliant.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.